Good evening and welcome to Q95's Prime Evening News Package for today, Thursday, July 30th, 2015. I'm your presenter, Richie Ferrol, and here's what's making news. Opposition leader Lennox Linton exemplifies maturity, composure, and professionalism at Budget 2015-2016 debate. Police arrest man who allegedly provided getaway vehicle for Trinidad prison escapees, and Cecil the Lion death. U.S. investigates Walter Palmer Hunt. The news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Quartz Dominica Limited. Details of these stories and more coming up.
The Quartz Technical Service Department is the authorized service center for the world's best brands in appliances and electronics. Need repairs done to your damaged electronics and appliances? Check us out. We also repair items not purchased from Quartz. And backed by our track record of servicing the world's best brands, our team of trained technicians will provide the best diagnosis for your problem. So, visit us today at our Castle Comfort branch or call us at 448-7655, extensions 2414, 2426, or 2442. And experience technical service at its best. We're here to serve you. Quartz, bringing value home.
Welcome back. Leader of the Opposition, Honorable Lennox Linton, informed Parliament that the United Workers' Party supports all ideas and policies that generally promote positive economic growth. Many have been expressing the view that he exemplified maturity, composure, and professionalism during the 2015-2016 national budget debate on the 27th of July 2015. Mr. Linton told Parliament that the opposition is in full support of the revitalization of the construction industry through the development of affordable climate-resilient housing infrastructure. He added that he supports the rehabilitation and expansion of Dominica's infrastructure through the public sector investment program and through well-managed, transparent public-private sector relationships.
We must also develop a comprehensive human resource development program that is aligned to priority industries. Madam Speaker, it is well known that the United Workers Party, the parliamentary opposition, is fully committed to the revitalization of the construction industry through the development of an affordable, climate-resilient housing stock and infrastructure in a transparent and responsible manner. And we support rehabilitation and expansion of Dominica's infrastructure through the public sector investment program and the public-private sector partnership arrangements that we can manage. We also support the stimulation of the construction sector through policy reform in order to boost economic growth, generate new jobs, improve housing conditions, instill pride, and ensure the health and safety of our people. Side by side with the responsibility to provide housing support to those in need, government must focus on developing a housing market that will make it easier for employed young Dominicans now who are coming into the market to own their own homes.
And agro-business entrepreneur Preez Kailash will be holding presentations on improving individual health care specific to habits and preventatives that ensure a healthy life. Mr. Kailash is urging all Dominicans to take more of an active role in adopting preventative health habits and to engage in bodybuilding exercises. Mr. Kailash will be hosting two forums in Dominica on the 5th and 6th of August 2015 at the Fort Young Hotel.
We are aware that the success rate of chemotherapy and radiotherapy and all these things is less than 10%. You know, so we're looking at two out of every three men dying of cancer, one out of every two women dying of cancer, and yet still there is no responsibility, no accountability. So if you're in a room right now and you have two men sitting in that room, at least one and a half of him is going to die with cancer. If you have two women, one going to die with cancer. So we are asking the people to become more self-conscious, become more keen, begin to love themselves more, begin to invest at least an hour in their own life every single day. When they get up in the morning, I mean, you could, after you pray, you do some deep breathing, some meditation exercise. Afterwards, you do a little stretching exercise. And you go and do some physical exercise where you go and do a little jogging, a little walking for about 40 to 45 minutes. When you come forward, you blend and you drink some sea moss. Sea moss contains all the trace minerals, every single mineral. The only mineral that sea mussels have a lot of is iron, and that you could get in your bladder or in your zippy now, any of these things there. So when you get up in the morning and you do that little exercise, that little meditation and that little walking up and down and the little sea moss drink or the green juice, and then you squeeze a lemon in some water with a pinch of cayenne pepper, that hour that you actually invest in your life every single day, you know, after 24 days, that 1 hour will become a complete day. So every month you have invested a whole day into your life just because you do that routine every single morning.
And during his budget address presented on Friday, 24th July 2015, Prime Minister Honorable Roosevelt Skerrit said the Citizenship by Investment Program is not new and it provides opportunities for entrepreneurs to invest in the Commonwealth of Dominica. He says the reforms mentioned in 2014 have been put in place, including the approval of revised legislation to guide the administration of the program. Mr. Skerrit noted that new offices have been set up and staffing has increased, and the Citizenship by Investment program raises revenue without added taxation on the citizens of Dominica. The Prime Minister says the DLP government, in partnership with marketing firms, has engaged in several promotional events in Europe, Asia, and the Middle East. He added that the program will continue to expand, but its quality and integrity will not be compromised.
Madam Speaker, Citizenship by Investment program are not new and are becoming increasingly popular as they provide opportunity to attract investors and increase foreign direct investment. It is also a means to raise revenue without added taxation burdens on citizens. The reforms that I mentioned in the budget address of 2014 have taken place and include the approval of revised legislation to guide the administration of the program. New offices have been set up and the staffing has been increased. Madam Speaker, I previously referenced the progress being made with the projects being considered under the real estate option of the program. The interest in Dominica's program has grown, and government, in partnership with a marketing firm, has been engaged in several promotional events in Europe, Asia, and the Middle East. As a result of these marketing initiatives, it is expected that the number of applicants to the program will increase. We are preparing for that eventuality and have improved the process by which applications are received. The due diligence process has been strengthened, and we have also increased the number of firms that are engaged to provide the service. In other words, Madam Speaker, even as the program expands, its quality will not be compromised.
And five coconut cheese producers, which include three cottage industries and two schools, will compete for best product from 9 a.m. on Friday, 31st July 2015 at the HHV, Whitchurch IGA Center in Roseau. The winners of the competition will take away monetary prizes ranging from $500 to $1,500. The coconut cheese competition is the culmination of a collaborative initiative organized by the Dominica Manufacturers Association, DMA, in partnership with students of the Ethos program of the University of Dayton, Ohio. The coconut cheese producers, the Aid Bank, the Ministry of Commerce, Enterprise and Small Business Development, Domlec, the Youth Development Division, HHV, Whitchurch and Company Limited, the OECS Competitive Business Unit, and other stakeholders who, over the last 10 weeks, pursued the possibilities of developing coconut cheese for the export market through research and development. The project, called the Industrialization and Commercialization of Coconut Products of Sustainable Economic Growth and Prosperity, is part of the Dominica Manufacturers Association's strategy to develop its linkages in pursuance of research and development opportunities with international academic institutions. In 2014, the Dominica Manufacturers Association collaborated with the Engineers in Technical Humanitarian Opportunities of Service Learning Ethos program of the University of Dayton, Ohio, through the immersion of four students in the field of chemical and mechanical engineering and business at the Believers Multipurpose Cooperative in Woodford Hill, who are the main producers of virgin coconut oil on island. This year, the program was expanded to include coconut cheese, for which Dominica Manufacturers Association is looking at the 12,000 students enrolled at the University of Dayton as the first potential U.S. market for the products. The competition is open to the general public, and judging will be based on the people's choice through tasting and by a panel of three judges. And leader of the opposition, Honorable Lennox Linton, says the Commonwealth of Dominica has all the resources needed to drive profitable trade growth in Dominica's economy. During his budget address in Parliament on the 27th of July 2015, Mr. Linton proposed that the DLP administration make the right moves to achieve the true potentials of Dominica's economy by diversification through innovation, nurturing infant industries, and facilitating added value to the supply chains from product sourcing to production, then to delivery. He contends this will reduce the country's massive trade deficit and create much-needed jobs.
On this side of the house, the largely untapped potential of Dominica's agriculture and the natural resources and its light manufacturing sector. We must commence this year work towards attaining our true economic potential. We must diversify the economy through innovation, the nurturing of our infant industries, and facilitating the addition of value to the supply chains from product sourcing to production to delivery. The encouragement of import substitution business initiatives will reduce the country's massive trade deficit. It will build capacity for world trade and create much needed jobs.
The Eastern Caribbean Central Bank, ECCB, says it is arranging a special financial commission to regulate credit unions and insurance schemes. Governor of the Eastern Caribbean Central Bank, ECCB, Sir Dwight Venner, told media representatives from across the eight ECCB member states on Wednesday, 29th July 2015, via teleconference, that new commission is being organized as credit unions and insurance schemes are not included in the new Banking Act. This new Banking Act, agreed by all ECCB member states' finance ministers, is to provide for the regulation of the banking business and establish a single banking space. The bill, which was approved by the Dominica Parliament in May 2015, will, according to Prime Minister and Minister of Finance Roosevelt Skerritt, enhance the banking sector's supervision so that depositors can be protected. Sir Venner says the ECCB does not regulate credit unions, therefore they were excluded from the act. He said credit unions are regulated by the single regulatory authority in Dominica. He says their view is that the credit unions are a different kind of organization in which there is a mutual arrangement and people like us don't know a lot about them. So we are arranging for this special regional institution to deal with the credit unions. Meanwhile, he noted that whereas the ECCB does not want to regulate credit unions, they have to be regulated. He said, I think what they do is a little different from the way we operate. You have to understand the nature of the movement. But we now have on the drawing board a financial commission that will oversee insurance companies and credit unions, which are not regulated by us. In the meantime, I think you'll be in safe hands with them. Dominica's Parliament had to repeal its Banking Act, number 16 of 2005, to allow for the approval of the new banking bill. There are some fundamental differences between this new bill and the 2005 Act. The main one is that the authority of license, regulation, and supervision is now directly the responsibility of the Eastern Caribbean Central Bank. Previously, in the 2005 Act, the granting and revocation of a license was done by the Minister of Finance on the advice of the Eastern Caribbean Central Bank. And Dominica's Finance Minister Roosevelt Skerritt says the DLP is continuing to support the Health Ministry. In fiscal year 2015 to 2016, the Ministry of Health will receive $19.5 million, which represents about 10.6% of the capital estimates. A large chunk of these funds will go towards the construction of a new hospital. Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerritt says although many statements were made about the government's plans for this major national health facility, he is convinced that it will help deal with the various illnesses on Ireland.
Investing in the health of the population. Madam Speaker, in the fiscal year 2015-2016, the Ministry of Health and the Environment will receive $19.5 million. This figure represents 10.6% of the capital estimate. The largest amount from this allocation goes towards the construction of the new national hospital. Much has been said about this project, Madam Speaker. Suffice to say that this is a government that upholds its commitment to the Dominican people. And as such, this facility will be constructed to meet as many of our health needs as possible. Government has benefited from the support of the Pan-American Health Organization, PAHO, in determining the type of facility that is suitable to Dominica. We have therefore delayed implementation so as to ensure that a number of important recommendations were factored into the designs. With this major national health facility, when this major national health facility is complete, our people will enjoy the security of 21st century healthcare in a state-of-the-art facility manned by trained health personnel.
And murder-accused Shane DeGallery's lawyer, Zina Mordaya, was able to convince Justice Errol Thomas to grant bail to her client, despite strong resistance from the Office of the Director of Public Prosecutions, DPP. DeGallery will have to go through another trial for the stabbing death of 19-year-old Justin Julian Joseph of Fokole in Pottersville on Friday, April 23, 2010. The Court of Appeal judges who sat in Dominica in June ruled that the first trial in 2013 was a mistrial. Justice Tom of the Appeals Court said the appeal is upheld. We are of the view that the appellant's conviction of murder must be squashed because the learned trial judge misdirected the jury on self-defense as put out by Mr. DeGallery. In ordering the retrial, the Court of Appeal judges noted that the court had to take into account a few basic principles, such as the interests of the public being served, the interests of the community, and the family of the victim, because it is a serious crime. Mordaya then attempted to secure bail for her client, which was strongly opposed by the DPP. Before his conviction, DeGallery was on $30,000 bail. The matter came up before Justice Errol Thomas late Friday afternoon, July 24, 2015, and bail was granted. The order for his release was signed the week of July 27, 2015. As part of his bail, DeGallery is to refrain from any unlawful activities, report to the Roseau Police Station three times a week, and remain home unless he is going to work. He is also to stay clear of all possible potential witnesses of the prosecution. The matter is set for retrial during the upcoming September criminal sessions in 2015. And in other news, a 38-year-old man believed to have provided the vehicle in which three prisoners fled after escaping from the Port of Spain prison last week is in police custody, according to local media reports. Both the Trinidad Express and the Newsday publications are reporting that the man was arrested yesterday by guard and emergency branch officers at a mosque in Chaguanas, located in central Trinidad, south of the capital. And U.S. officials have launched an investigation into the killing of a lion in Zimbabwe, but say they have been unable to reach the American involved. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, FWS, said it was deeply concerned about the tragic death of Cecil the lion. Director Dan Ash said they will go where facts lead, but efforts to reach Walter Palmer have been unsuccessful. Mr. Palmer says he thought the hunt was legal, but two Zimbabwean men have been arrested over the popular lion's death. The dental practice he runs in Minneapolis has been closed since he was named as the tourist who shot Cecil, Zimbabwe's most famous lion. And this has been the evening's Prime News Roundup. But first, a recap of the headlines. Opposition leader Lennox Linton exemplifies maturity, composure, and professionalism at budget 2015 to 2016 debate. Police arrest man who allegedly provided getaway vehicle for Trinidad prison escapees. And Cecil the lion death. U.S. investigates Walter Palmer hunt. Once again, the news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Quartz Dominica Limited. If you've missed any of our news packages, log on to our website, www.q95da.com, to view the stories. Or you can click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. And on behalf of the Q95 news team, I'm Richie Farrell, wishing you a very pleasant evening.